Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The First Mystery. A common phrase in the New Testament is the one about laying down one's life. Jesus uses it to express the height of love. No one has greater love than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. He also uses it to describe his own suffering and death. No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own free will. St. Paul tells husbands that this is how they're supposed to love their wives. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and laid down his life for her. And then, in the first letter of John, the sacred writer tells the early Christians, here is how we know God's love, that he laid down his life for us, and we too should lay down our lives for our brothers. So look, laying down your life is what Christianity is all about. It's how God loved us, and it's how we're supposed to love one another. So what does it mean exactly? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Jesus is obviously the model for laying down one's life. And in his case, it's pretty clear how that worked. He died a hideous, shameful death on the cross so that we could enter into the glorious, ecstatic life of heaven. In other words, he lost so that we could gain. He entered into a situation where he would give us infinitely more than he received from us in order that we might receive infinitely more from him than we could ever give back. That's what it means to lay down your life. It means willingly give more than you receive. It means to suffer so that someone else can thrive. It means to forfeit what you think you are entitled to so that someone else can be happy. That's what it means to lay down your life. Now, what does it look like in practice? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What does laying down your life look like in practice? I mean, what's the point in thinking about these things if we're not going to live them out? Well, it means exactly what Jesus said in Luke chapter 6. Love your enemies, give, and expect nothing in return. In other words, laying down your life means embracing an unequal exchange where you feel like you're on the losing end. It means saying nice things about and to people who won't say nice things about you or to you. It means spending time with people when they enjoy it and you don't. It means giving to the poor and to the church. It means tailoring your job to maximally benefit your family instead of trying to realize your own dreams. And it means being willing to do most of the work and let someone else get most of the credit. This is how Christ behaved toward us. It's how we're supposed to behave toward other people. Other people are our opportunity to imitate Christ. Do you realize that? Or do you see other people as a personal support network that exists just so you can maximize your own goals and life experience? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Instead of seeing family and friends as an opportunity to lay down our lives, we often treat them as our personal support network. People talk like this all the time. They say, look, I have certain needs, and they're not being met. Or they say, I really need you to support me right now. At best, they see their relationships as based on a kind of contract equivalency, a quid pro quo basis. I'll meet your needs if you meet my needs. I'll support you if you support me. But don't ask me to give if I'm not getting what I think I deserve. Do you understand that the love of the gospel is not about balance? It's actually about imbalance. It's about trying to create an imbalance. It's about being glad that there is an imbalance. Only if there's an imbalance, where the other person is getting more than you are, only then are you following the example of Christ, as a Christian is supposed to do, and laying down your life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. So it's time to ask ourselves, for whom am I laying down my life? Who is consistently better off because you have been generous? Your spouse, kids, co-workers, friends, strangers. You have to find people you can be generous to on a regular basis if you want to live like a Christian on a regular basis. St. John says, this is how we know God's love, that he laid down his life for us, and we too should lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So maybe as a resolution today, take some time to think about how you could do a better job of making that your aim in life. Take some time to think about how you could do a better job of laying down your life for others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. That was one heck of a meditation. What did that make you reflect on?
First, it made me reflect on something that I don't know if I can articulate it well, because it really was striking me during this meditation, so maybe you can help me flesh it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's funny, as a parent with kids, you really, in a certain way, you really don't expect anything back from your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just lay down your life for them. You just give to them and all the time, because you know, you basically know they, when especially when they're little, they can't give much back.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So we give a lot to them. We lay down our lives a lot for them, because there's no expectation. But I find it ironic, maybe irony is not the right word, that the people in our lives that we expect something back from,
mm-hmm.
when they're not giving that to us, then we are really miserly
mm-hmm.
in how we yeah. give to them.
So you're saying it's an expectation. I've experienced this. This has been a big shift in how I approach friendships, and it's been such a saving grace for me this year. But I started to realize that there are certain friendships that, in a not in a bad way, are going to fit into a certain box. Like, they're not going to enjoy the same things as you, or like, they enjoy that one specific thing. You can bond with them in that specific way. But if you expect them to be everything to you, then you're going to be miserable. You're not going to appreciate them. You're not going to even like them. It's going to be so impossible. But if you just take not people as they are in the sense of not wanting them to grow in the image of God, but if you just love them and let your friendship be as it is, you're going to enjoy a lot of the surprises and the ups and downs of relationship more so than always paying attention to the checks and balances of a relationship.
It's really a good point you're making about, it's really an excellent point about unrealistic expectations, and it makes me think about the virtue of hope, because hope is that I'm trying to find all my happiness in God,
mm-hmm.
not in things of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And if I seek all my happiness in God, then my expectations for the things of this world actually become realistic. And then the things of the world actually become good.
Yeah. Think about with, say, my nephews, your grandchildren. We don't expect anything from them, but that means every day I think we're constantly surprised by the good in them, because you're not expecting. You don't expect them to help you. I multiple times today while watching my nephews, I saw, I could say, hey, could you do this for Murray? And Cormac would do it. Or could you go open the door for so-and-so? And they'll open the door. And I was like, that was very helpful. Now, they're not, the purpose of their life to me is not to be helpful to me. But it was just such a beautiful little surprise that they were contributing something. And if we look at everyone that way, where it's a surprise and beautiful, anytime there's a kind moment, not because we have low expectations, but because we have no expectations.
Yeah, exactly. But I think there's a connection here about this no expectations and unconditional love.
Yes.
Because for too often for our spouses, for our friends, for our coworkers, it's a conditional love. It's a contract.
Mm-hmm.
There's conditions here. If you fulfill your part, I'll love you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do my part. But that's not what a Christian's supposed to do.
It makes a really unstable kind of love, because when you think of how you experience those expectations of other people, it's such a weight that if you're ever feeling down, if you're feeling low, you don't feel like you can be with those people because there's such an expectation for you.
Yeah.
The weight of expectation is so heavy. But we just constantly set that on other people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly right. Now, I do think there's a balancing point here that we should make before we end our conversation,
mm-hmm.
and that is laying down your life for someone. We're talking about sacrificial love. But we have to be clear, love is to do what is good for the other.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean giving people whatever they want. Love doesn't enable evil or abuse or self-destructive activity. Sometimes love means saying no.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saying give in to any person's misguided, evil,
mm-hmm.
self-destructive tendencies. But we are saying we got to get beyond conditional love
mm-hmm.
to unconditional love.
Yeah. And I think it might seem complicated at first, but really that just means you don't have to correct someone because they annoy you. You should correct someone because they're fraternal correction is good if for their good, not just for your good. Because there's most of the time that I want to correct someone, it's not because they're doing something deeply, objectively, morally wrong. It's because I don't like what they're doing. I think of back
exactly.
to high school with my brother Xavier. He's always been so good about this. He has a very good order of priorities when it comes to how he feels about other people. Because we'd all be like, we hate this guy because he's annoying. And he's like, yeah, well, I think he has a better reason to hate you guys because you're mean. It's not a crime to be annoying. But we act like that is a higher crime than being objectively mean. And I think that's, at the end of the day, what I need to learn when it comes to laying down my life for other people. Is it truly they're doing something wrong, in which case there's an action to take there? Or is it a time for sacrifice? We do have to take care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying give until you lose your mind, but we got to change our expectations, because it will make us happier. It will make all of those burdens so much easier.
It really is a path to delight.
Yeah.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you. I hope it matched your expectations.
No, I mean, this is the whole point of, we're supposed to meditate, think about what God is saying, and then we try to process it while we're meditating in prayer. But conversation with a friend is the way we further process it.
Mm-hmm. Especially with a meditation like this, it can be taken in such a wrong way, and it's good to add some caveats. But well, I like to just remember that at the end of the day, it is going to be hard. My biggest frustration with meditation, I was like, but that's hard. Yeah, it's going to be. Doesn't mean it's wrong.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.